This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, coming at you again from the car. And I just realized that it is hot in this car. I didn't turn it on because I wanted to keep it quiet, but if you hear me panting in a few minutes, that'd be why. I'm pretty sure that I might be able to, like, cook eggs on the dash, but bacon would be better. Anyway, today is a motivational mini-sode that I hope is one you will save and use as a tool. Come back to it when you feel like you're stuck or you need to create momentum. I really think about a lot of podcasts this way. How many times do we hear something, and really not just podcasts, but books as well? How many times do we read something or hear something, see something that inspires us, and then never do anything with it again? Maybe it makes a difference for that day or a few days, but there have got to be thousands of ideas, audio clips, pictures that could be continuing to fuel your fire if you kept them top of mind. Keep that in mind as we go through today's episode. I've shared with you before that one of my personal strategies, if I hear something or I see something that really inspires me, I will put it in my calendar. For example, if I listen to a podcast that fires me up or really helps me to take action, overcome any kind of challenge, what I'll do is pull up my calendar and then randomly, there's no rhyme or reason, I will put the name of the episode or the date or a link to it in my calendar for, say, a week from now, 3 weeks from now, 4 months from now, 7 months from now. Then when I wake up on any given day, I see those reminders. Maybe today it's from one that went in there 3 weeks ago or maybe 6 months ago. And I go back and I revisit that thing. If it's a picture, I'll literally just drag that picture into the calendar appointment so that some mornings I'm just seeing that thing again. And what that does for me is creates this ongoing arsenal of things that either make me happy, bring me peace, calm me down, de-stress me, motivate me. And I would challenge you to think about it the same way, whether it is this particular podcast. And so you put a link to episode 519 of the Primal Potential Podcast in your calendar for 4 different future dates or 7 different future dates or even just one. Don't miss out on all the leverage that you can create from these ideas simply because you never revisit them. Enough of that. Let's get right into this motivational mini-sode. Imagine you hear a knock on the door. When you answer it, you see yourself in 10 years standing on the other side. You open that door and it is you 10 years from now. What would your future self tell you to do right now? Go do that. That is a repost I shared on Instagram just this past weekend. And I wanted to bring it up here because it represents an opportunity that exists for us in every single moment to simplify. I cannot tell you how many times in my life I convinced myself that I was stuck, that I didn't know how to start, that I didn't know what to do, that I didn't know how to motivate myself. And the reality is, while it is easy to convince yourself, it doesn't make it true. Here's why. You don't need to follow a plan. You don't have to commit to keto or paleo or primal or Whole30. You don't need this soaring amount of motivation to create change. All you need to do is win the moment you're in. That's it. That's it. Don't know how to start? Win the moment you are in. feel stuck, what is the best choice you can make right now? What is an improvement that you can make today? That's all you ever need. If you showed up today or in the next hour as the best version of yourself, what would you do? What would you choose? If for this day you were acting as the person you want to be, how you want to be as a spouse, how you want to be as a colleague, how you want to be as a parent, how you want to be as a healthy human, what would that version of you do? Do that. If you had overcome all of your challenges, all of the habits that you want to break, how would you behave today? Do that. Make just your next choice reflect that. I know you guys have heard me share the Tom Peters quote before that says, "Excellence is the next 5 minutes." And that's all you ever need. You are not stuck. You don't need to have tomorrow figured out. Excellence is the next 5 minutes. You would be amazed at what you can do personally, professionally, relationally, when you just come back and execute on that simple truth that excellence is the next 5 minutes. Whether you're at work or you're at home or you're heading to the gym or you're making dinner or you just finished dinner, what does it look like to make the next 5 minutes excellent? Do that. You're never stuck because you can always do that. And guys, this is not just about food. This is not just about weight loss or fitness or health. I use this idea in my work all the time. I'm sitting there and I tell myself, I don't know where to start. I don't know what I should do first. Oh my gosh, there's so much stuff today. Or in writing a book, that can be so overwhelming. What should I do next? And I don't know what to focus on and I don't know where to go from here. Okay, I can make the next 5 minutes excellent. What would that look like? That is what I'm going to do. And you are never stuck because that is always an option for you. I tell my clients all the time, and I'm sure you've heard me say this ad nauseum, I begin every single day with the simple inquiry, what will I do to win this day? What will I do to make myself feel amazing? How can I make today better than yesterday? You will either continue to make choices that reflect the way things have been, or you will choose a better choice in this moment. That's all you ever need. Just about an hour ago, Brendon Burchard, who is the author of a book I love called The Motivation Manifesto, and I will link to that in the show notes over at primalpotential.com/519. Just about an hour ago, he posted something on his Instagram story, and it said, "No one wants to wake up and realize that the person holding them back is themselves. It's easier to be distracted than to face yourself. It's easier to stay comfortable and quiet than it is to willingly enter the day ready for struggle. But if you're holding back, it's time to awaken again." If you're holding back, make one excellent choice. If you are holding back, make the next 5 minutes amazing. If you are holding back, commit to just winning today, making today a great day. Yes, it might be easier in this moment to give in to distraction or temptation than to face yourself and fight to make a better choice, but it's not easier in the long run. Easy choices, hard life. Hard choices, easy life. Do you want it to be easy or do you want it to be amazing? Stop saying that you're stuck or that you don't know where to begin. Stop saying that you don't know what to do next. Just make the next choice a great one. That's all you have to do. That's all there ever is. And you are always capable of one great choice. You always have one great choice left in you. And fortunately, that's all you'll ever need. That's really all I want to share with you guys today. And I hope that you will come back to this message when you need it. Or maybe you create a shorter version of it for yourself that you can play to yourself, that you can put in your email, that you can stick to your computer. But that's all you ever need. That's it. Come back to that again and again and again and learn from what goes well and learn from what doesn't and show up in each moment ready and willing to make a great choice. All right, I want to wrap up with the best thing I ate. I shared with you guys the other day about palmini. It looks like pasta. It's not pasta. It's made entirely from hearts of palm, which is in the cabbage family. I did put that recipe that I shared up on the blog and I emailed it out. That was a palmini with a basil and pistachio pesto. Last night, I tried it a different way. One thing that I used to really love before I really changed my eating habits for the long haul, I used to love any kind of pasta with like a white cream sauce and broccoli because I loved the combination of salty and creamy, and I loved the way the broccoli would soak up the cream sauce. So I kind of did a keto version of the Alfredo with the palmini. So it was chicken, broccoli, palmini with this cream sauce. I'm not going to put up the recipe yet because the cream sauce didn't thicken the way that I wanted it to, so I'm going to keep working on it, but the flavor was amazing. I had it, my boyfriend had it, my friend had it. She was over to have dinner with us, and we all really, really liked it. Palmini is not pasta, but like I said, it looks like linguine, and it's in the cabbage family coming from hearts of palm. They don't yet have it available on Thrive Market, but I will let you know when they do. I've been getting it on Amazon, and it doesn't come up in the first couple of options when you search it. So I'm going to put the link to what I am buying over on the show notes at primalpotential.com/519 in case you want to give it a try. If you do try it, definitely let me know what you think. I am loving it. I already ordered another case. My best workout of the last few days, this is actually the last day of my staycation back to real life tomorrow, but I haven't been going to my CrossFit gym while I've been on this staycation, but I have been working out. I brought my kettlebell with me, and what I did yesterday was 50 burpees, 50 kettlebell swings, 50 burpees, 50 kettlebell swings. That was it. It was hard as heck because burpees are hard. But it was a great workout. It was really, really fast. I was done before I knew it. And it just goes to show that you can get a lot done in a little bit of time without much equipment, without a gym. And I love that. Okay, I think this is actually for real, the last time I'm going to mention the fall 12 weeks for transformation. We don't kick off until September 30th. There are presently about 13 spots left, which is why I'm saying it's the last time I'm going to mention it. I would imagine the next time you hear from me, they will be full. I will put the link to register for those of you that haven't yet done it but want to in the show notes. So you can register at primalpotential.com/519. Or if you have no idea what I'm talking about and you don't know what it is or how it works, listen to episode 515 to get caught up. If you want one of those last 13 spots for the fall 12 weeks to transformation, I'll put all those links and the link to Palmini in episode 519 show notes. So primalpotential.com/519. And if you have any questions, do not hesitate to reach out. In the meantime, win this day. Talk to you soon.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.